gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. You're going to have fun in this next hour of the program because Mark Evans is standing by. The Swami has entered the building. That means we're going to pop the hood. I am not a mechanic. I don't claim to be a mechanic, but Mark is an ASC-certified mechanic. So that means if there's something wrong with your vehicle right now, chances are there is. Maybe you don't even know about it, but chances are there is something wrong with your vehicle. Mark can help you out if you're getting some weird noises or sounds or smells, if the vehicle is not performing and normally, if you've noticed a degradation in transmission performance, engine performance, if there's something wrong with some of the accessory units of the vehicle, whether it's the air conditioning or heater, rear window defroster, whatever you can throw at us, Mark can help you out. Toll free from anywhere in North America at 855-660-4261 or via the email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the man himself. He is one of our go-to people when it comes to automotive repairs, our number one go-to person. Also a field reporter here for Auto World. It's my pleasure to welcome back the Swami, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, hi, Bob. Hey, it's good to be back. Happy end of March to you and the listeners.
That's true. Spring is not that far off, and that's a good thing. It's been a really tough winter all over the nation.
It has. It's been a winter, hasn't it? A long, long winter, and a lot of folks like myself probably buying a lot of pellets to keep warm for those salt stoves.
Oh, that is so true. And certainly cars, for the most part, I mean, they don't like extreme heat. Vehicles don't like extreme cold either. I'm sure that a lot of these areas of the country that have been particularly hit by this, I guess they call it the Arctic vortex, which is something, that's a term that I just heard for the first time within the last week, this Arctic vortex winter that we've had, certainly probably has taken its toll on especially older vehicles that not necessarily have been that well maintained.
Yeah, you know, Bob, that those two words, Arctic vortex, that'd be a good name for an engine, wouldn't it?
It definitely would. It'd be a good name for something. We definitely should copyright that. That's what we should do, Mark.
Yeah, maybe we should talk to General Motors about that and get rid of the Red Grove Vortec and call it an Arctic Vortec engine. That would make it work. And then, you know, to let everybody know that, I think, doesn't Jeep have an Arctic edition of their Wrangler?
They do. They have of several different vehicles. So you're right. You know, not sold exclusively in Alaska either. So this is a great idea. Arctic Vortex.
Yeah,
little did I know that we were going through an Arctic vortex winter.
Nothing less than 600 horsepower under that. It's an Arctic vortex. See, there we go.
Let's talk about some areas of the vehicle that are affected by the cold. Of course, batteries you're going to think of right off the bat, but rubber doesn't like the cold. I know that, Mark.
Oh, man, I tell you what, rubber around windshields. It's not good. In fact, I had a customer here this last week that was up in the Stanley, Idaho area, which is a really, really cold area, and you go to close the door on the vehicle, and it actually cracked the windshield, and very tight cab. And what ended up happening is what I said is when you have a windshield is actually, you know, designed for structural, just like kind of like a roll bar. If the windshield wasn't in a vehicle, basically, you know, if you rolled over, it'd come, you know, the roof would come down on top of you. And when you've got that word rubber bob in the cold area and it's sitting outside, never sees any warmth in a garage or anything like that, then you end up, it gets pretty brittle. It gets pretty brittle. It gets hard as a rock and it doesn't want to move at all.
Mm-hmm.
And heater cores are a big thing. I had a lot of those come in this last winter. And that's kind of unique because you look at the years of the cars out there and how long does a heater core last, and that's what provides the hot air within your car when you turn the heater on. And I get these calls, or when I had one gentleman stop by, And he says, hey, I got some juice there on the passenger floorboard. I don't know what it is. I didn't spell it Green Mountain Dew. And I said, well, that's not a green Mountain Dew, man. That's antifreeze leaking out of the heater core. And it was a 2000 was the year. So it's, you know, 14 years old. And that's what I actually got, around 10 to 14 years worth, you know, 1999, the 2000s, 2001s are now starting to, the heater cores are starting to leak. So I guess that kind of reminds us, Bob, that parts just don't last forever.
No, that is so true. And a heater core replacement, I understand, can be quite difficult. I know I had a Mustang for a lot of years. It was a 1979 Mustang with a 302, the old 5-liter V8, and the heater core went on that, and I remember that was an expensive job.
Oh, yeah. You know what we call those, Bob?
What?
We call those a two-bottle heater core.
Really?
What that means, yeah, what that means is that's two bottles of aspirins. Not
very
just
good.
One bottle of aspirins for all the headaches. But yeah, you know, when you got to get underneath there, you got to work upside down. So any profit that you make ends up going to the chiropractor. you throw your neck out, your back out, your shoulders out of there because you're laying upside down and trying to get the dash out of there to be able to get the heater control box out. And then when you have air conditioning, of course, which most cars do anymore, you know, all the cars really do. I mean, from 1998 on up, I don't feel that I can't even name a car that doesn't have air conditioning, but the air conditioning's got a evaporator core with inside that same box that the heater core's in to let Freon come in. And so you've got to basically disable air conditioning to get that that box out of there, get the heater core out. So it's not cheap either. I'm sure your old Stang wasn't a cheap venture, was it?
No, it was not. It was definitely a pricey endeavor. So, well, that's what's the best thing to do? Is there anything proactively that can be done to stop the heater core from going, or is it just simply a matter of time?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I've got a vehicle myself that it's got 300,000 on it. Go over that now. Never replace a heater core. So, great question. I don't want to replace the heater core because I just don't like eating aspirins. and the key to it is literally making sure that your coolant isn't going to turn into sludge. Antifreeze is basically an oil. It's a lubricant. Lubricates basically like Pepto-Bismol all the walls and linings of your cylinder block and your radiator, your water pump inside the heads, and also the heater core. So if you let your antifreeze stay in that cooling system forever, what ends up happening is it breaks down because it's going through, you know, your engine's getting hot, getting cold when you're not driving it, parked in the garage or parked in the driveway. And it really, again, doesn't matter what climate you're in, because as soon as you start your vehicle up, it's going to get up to 225 degrees, 220, 180, depends on the thermostat, of course, but you're getting it cooling hot, and then it cools off and gets hot again, cools off. And so what that does is it breaks down the glycol within the antifreeze and breaks down just like oil, engine oil, and it turns into a white sludge. And that, the heater core, Bob, is actually, I call it the trash can of the coolant system. All of the white sludge ends up in the heater core, and then the antifreeze can't circulate through that little miniature heater core. It's like a miniature radiator. Can't circulate through there, so then you end up having sludge, and the sludge builds up and starts eating out the heater core, and that's where the leaks come. So keep flushing the cooling system and do a back flush, and I recommend doing that about every 3 years to your vehicle. Really not
very
that much
good.
Fun.
When we come back on the other side, more with Mark Evans. And again, if you got a question at 855-660-4261, we've got some open lines for you. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 different gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair.
Swami is in the house. Mark Evans, mechanic, expert, guru, ASC certified mechanic. We've got calls, we've got emails, we've got room for you as well. The telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. If you're listening on New Stock 1540 KXEL in Iowa, in Waterloo, Iowa, we would love to hear from you. We'll put you at the top of the list. Also, all of our other great affiliate stations. If you're listening down in Missouri on KSIS, if you're listening in the greater Philadelphia area on WPYT, come on in and say hello to Mark and myself, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Here's kind of a classic car question. Came in via the email. It came in from Peter, and Peter resides in South Carolina, and he says he's got an old convertible, an old Mustang convertible. Doesn't say what year, but it's got the plastic rear, I don't want to call it glass, but it's got the plastic instead of the glass in the back, as they would properly call it in automotive speak, in the back light, the back windshield of the vehicle. And it is, which is very common with these particular types of plastic entities, it is yellowed over the years, and he wants to know if Mark has any suggestions on how to revive this yellowing, or is it time for him to consider a convertible top replacement?
Hey, that's a great question. That's horrible in the bubble, and you can't see who's behind
you. Well, sometimes it's a good thing, but most of the time it's a bad thing.
The best part about it is you can't see the lights of the officer behind you flashing. That's the best thing.
That's right.
But yeah, you know, the thing that I've always recommended with the convertibles, when the plastic starts just getting kind of scratched up, which they do from the dust and all, I don't know of anything, Bob, except the Meguiar's product has that non-yellowing product out that they have, but it depends on how, you know, how yellowed or how dark it is. I usually just recommend to have the upholstery shop cut the plastic out and put a piece of glass in. That's what I usually recommend for folks, because the glass will last forever, and even if Peter here, if he's going to keep the car for quite some time, then he's got a piece of glass in the top that's going to stay clear and clean at all times. He can keep washing it and making it look good and all, but it also ups the value of the car because of it, no longer plastic. And
sure.
You get to that point, and I don't know how bad Peter's top is, but if the upholstery in the, you know, the top itself is not strong enough for them to be able to stitch in because of the rot of the top material, the upholstery, then he's kind of had, and he's got to put a new top in. But I know that I have used that Meguiar's. It's got the word flex in it. I can't think of the last word on it, though. Bob, you and I even know the Meguiar's products pretty well. I've used it on the windshields, plastic windshields of motorcycles, and it takes the scratches out and also the yellowing. But, hey, you know what? Maybe Peter ought to try some of that the headlight anti-yellowing. Buy one of those yellow headlight kits and try
That's
some of that
idea.
Product on there, because those kits you can get, I believe, Harbor Freight. They've got quite a few stores around the United States. Harbor Freight sells that kit. Take the yellow out of the plastic lenses of your headlights for like $10. That would be quite a trick if that worked on his back window.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. Yeah. What a great idea. I hate, personally, that's one of my pet peeves, I hate seeing the cars that run around with those clouded headlights. And it is so common, Mark. It is not something that you see occasionally every single day. If I'm out on the greater highways and byways and in parking lots, you see some headlight lenses that have serious cataract action going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how they can see at night to drive their car. You know, it's kind of like going back to the old 1920s with the kerosene lanterns out there with, you have a candlelight for headlights. You know, and you can get these headlight restoration kits for, like I said, a $10 bill. And gosh, I need to grab one myself just to see if I can clean up a plastic, like you say, backlight window on a convertible. I've got a customer here that's got one that we could try it on just to see. It'd be a nice little trick.
Absolutely, no question. We got another question which has just come in the last few moments. This one's from Will, and Will is listening to us in Florida, in my new home in neck of the woods. I'll always be a Boston guy, but I certainly enjoy being down here in Florida, and lots of cool cars down here, Mark, I can tell you that. But here's a question that is very, very good, And he wants to know, living in Florida, he wants to know, are there any, he must be new to Florida, because I would imagine if there's a lot of people who are new to, I find it's very rare to find in this neck of the woods that I live in, the greater Orlando area, that there are that many people who are actually born and bred here. A lot of people have come from all over the country. So the question he has is, he's listening to us in Lakeland, Florida, and he wants to know, are there any windshield washer fluids meant for helping in the removal of bugs from the windshield? Because in a warm weather climb like this or out west, you're going to have bugs. Are there any windshield washer solvents that you're aware of, Mark, that deal with bugs better than others?
Well, yeah, I know that you're in the humidity there, and I'm from Illinois originally, and I know the mosquitoes are so big that they'll carry you away, you know. So, yeah, I definitely know the word bug, and goodness sakes, I know that you can't see out of the windshield at all when you got it plastered with bugs. Definitely, Anco is one brand. Now, A-N-C-O is how you spell it, and they do sell it's about $4 up to $5 a gallon windshield washing solution, and it's basically a red in color. So if you don't want to really find the brand while you're walking through a whole aisle at the parts store, just look for red and go over there, and you'll see the Anco name on it. And then here's another one too, Bob. Prestone, actually the Prestone Antifreeze Company, they make a windshield washer solution that is designed to clean and to put a film on the glass after it cleans. So I'm wondering if it's just antifreeze in a windshield washer bottle, you know, but it probably isn't. But and then the Prestone color is kind of like a yellowish. So you've got Anco being red, and then the Prestone. But those are the two that I've used before. That I like the Anco because It puts the shield on the windshield, too, for like a de-icing in the winter.
Ooh, that sounds cool. When we come back on the other side, we've got a hot trivia question for you. And your calls and emails, 855-660-4261. More with the Swami. It's Mark Evans. We're going under the hood right here on Auto World. You're not going to want to miss it, so don't touch that dial.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Okay, time for a trivia question here before we go to our first caller, Frank, in New Mexico. The trivia question, minivans. I'm seeing a lot of minivans living down here in the Orlando area of Florida. It's definitely a heavy family-oriented area with Disney and all the attractions around here, SeaWorld. And so there are a lot of rental minivans and a lot of people driving their minivans, probably more minivans in one place that I've ever seen. And so I've seen some older ones, some forgotten ones. So let's throw this question out. General Motors made a series of what they called then futuristic minivans. One was called the Silhouette from Oldsmobile. What was the one called from Pontiac? What was the Pontiac kind of modern rendition of a minivan? This was during the 1980s or early 1990s. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Mark Evans is in the house. The Swami is in. And the man who deemed him the Swami joins us live on the line. It's our pleasure to welcome Frank from New Mexico. Frank, how you doing?
Hi, fellas. Hi, Dr. Swami. How's it going? Hey, Frank, how you doing? Oh, pretty good. But, you know, before I tell you my sad tale of mechanical woe, you were talking about ANCO and windshield wipers. That you reminded me of something back in the 60s when we were hanging out at this gas station where my buddy worked. There was an ANCO wiper cart out there on the pump bay, you know, where they pull out wipers, mm-hmm. Come on. Anyway, sure. On the side of the cart was this ANCO slogan that said, "Worn windshield wipers are more dangerous than a mad dog at a picnic." And we used to stand around and we'd crack up at that forever. But anyway, they don't use that slogan anymore. But my tale of woe, Mark, is just a lesson for everyone out there who thinks they're a hot shot or even a halfway competent mechanic like I thought I was. Okay, I've changed million sets of spark plugs, but the last set I changed was on one of my oldies, 86 old Cutlass, ready for emissions test. Okay, hadn't changed the plugs probably in 8 years, okay? I didn't do it right the first time, Mark. I pulled them out, put the new plugs back in, started up running real bad, foul plugs, right? Pull them out again, I could see I fouled them with grease and stuff while putting them in. Long story short, I didn't get it done right until the third install. After the second install, I decided, well, I better clean out those spark plug wells because they're just too greasy and dirty in there. After all these years, and I just didn't do it right the first time, so let that be a lesson to all you guys out there. Save yourself hours of agony. The third install was fine after I'd washed them out, degreased them and everything, let them dry overnight, and did it right. So there.
Good. Good. Hey, you know a good trick, too, Frank, on some of these cars doing spark plugs is I take vacuum line hose, about 8, 9 inches, 10 inches of it, and I cut it that length, and I just, over the end of the spark plug itself or the spark plug boot clicks onto it, I actually just clip the vacuum hose on the end of that spark plug, and that rubber vacuum hose is an extension of my hand. So you can take and drop the spark plug down into the hole and turn the vacuum hose to start the spark plug into the hole.
Yeah, I do that too, but these wells, these spark plug wells were just so filthy and dirty, Mark, that I just couldn't get it in there without fouling them every time until I cleaned them out properly. So, fellas, do that.
you must have a valve cover gasket leaking to cause that grease, huh?
No, what it was I was cleaning off the engine several times, and the rinse just went down there and gooped, and I didn't clean out the wells.
Oh.
And it cooked up real good over the years, and it was a mess.
Yeah. Well, how's that old running?
Oh, it runs great, man. The emissions, past emissions, better than it had the two previous times before. So, yeah, runs great.
Good.
And I want to tell Bob, I'm glad you're down there in the warm weather, but just be ready for the first hurricane.
That is so true. Yeah. Hopefully I won't be here for that many years and I'll avoid the hurricane, but you're right, the odds are on the side that I probably will eventually.
Yeah, well, I just love this show. It's like going to class every Sunday for me. You know, I just love it.
Well,
yeah,
thank you, my friend.
You passed the last test we did, too, Frank. Congratulations.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Dr. Swami.
Yeah. Very good.
You. Let someone else get in there.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the call, Frank. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. Trivia question. I thought this was going to be an easy one about the General Motors family of minivans, the Silhouette minivan. I'm trying to remember when they had these things out. I mean, time flies. I think it was late 80s, early 90s. That was the Oldsmobile variant. What was the Pontiac variant? It began with the letter M. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question is going to get a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and I swear on a stack of Bibles that I have resent out all of the winners of the past few months to both the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage as well as the folks there at Wash Drop. So anybody who's won here on the program in the last few months and has not received anything, it's not my fault, it's not producer Matt's fault, it's not Mark Evans' fault, it's the fault of different things that happen. And, yeah, the mailman. Blame it on the mailman. It's somebody else's fault. It's not our fault, but we're going to get it taken care of, and you guys should be getting those prizes really soon. So let's get some guesses going on that one. What was the Pontiac variant of this Oldsmobile Silhouette minivan? There was a Chevrolet version of it as well. I don't believe there was a Buick version. There might have been.
Yeah.
That
it
was
started
back
with
in the
an
day.
M, didn't it, Bob?
It started with what?
Did it start with an M, I believe, didn't it?
It started with an M, yes, and it's a rather unusual name.
And that M did not stand for marvelous by any means.
That's true. And speaking of minivans, another one, I remember going on the press introduction of this vehicle, the Ford Windstar. And that was a vehicle that came and went pretty fast. I remember being up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan on one of the ride and drive events back in the days when I could go to those events when I was single. That vehicle disappeared from memory pretty quickly. You don't see too many old Windstars hanging around.
No, and Bob, that Windstar model, that was not fun to work on by any means. I mean, that's, you know, when you talk about models of vehicles, I have my hairs on the back of my neck are standing up right now when you mention Windstar.
Oh, that's great.
Here's another one, though. How about the Ford Aerostar?
Oh, the minivan. Yeah, the Aerostar. That's another funky one. There have been many funky models.
That was
a fun one
to work on too. That V6 in there. I was at the chiropractor, I think, for 6 months after working on one of those.
Is it true? Have you ever worked on a Boxster from Porsche? Have you ever had that opportunity?
I haven't, and my neighbor has one of those, and it's been in the shop a lot.
Is it a relatively new one or an older one?
It's an older one. He did real well in real estate here back in the heyday, and he bought one of the original first one Boxsters that came out.
Oh yeah.
He was complaining about taking it over all the time, and I said, well, don't complain about that. That's a good make and model. It's just that you've how old is it? How old are the parts again? You know, there's time for those parts to say goodbye.
Oh, no question, but not time for us to say goodbye. We got one more segment to go. More calls and emails from Mark Evans, 855-660-4261. Get in. Matt's got open lines waiting for you and your mechanical questions. Your vehicle's not running right, smelling right, sounding right. It just plain isn't running at all. Let us help you right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you could connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Trivia question out there. We're talking minivans from General Motors. Silhouette was one of the minivans sharing this architecture, the Oldsmobile Silhouette. What was the Pontiac rendition? Mark Evans is with us, the Swami, the go-to guy when it comes to mechanical questions. He is a great resource. Free over-the-air diagnostic work being done here as we speak. Let's go next to Don joining us in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Don, thank you very much for being here. How are you doing? Thank you very much, Don. We appreciate you being with us. Tell us how we can help you.
Well, I just wanted to tell you what that van is you're talking about.
Oh, okay. This is going to be good. All right. What was that van that shared its architecture with the Pontiac, I mean, which with the Oldsmobile Silhouette, and I believe there was a Chevrolet variant. I can't think of it off the top of my head right now, but the Pontiac one, what was the Pontiac one?
Well, it was named after Big Sky Country, Montana.
You got it. Absolutely. I saw one of those the other day, and I hadn't seen one in a long, long time. I mean, it seems like decades since I've seen one of those on the road. So how are your vehicles treating you right now? Do you have any mechanical issues with anything that you'd like to run by, Mark?
Oh, not right now. I would like his comment about the Montana. I kind of agree with his thought. Well, it's like the Pontiacs, but my daughter and son-in-law had a Montana for a few years, and I got to say, they were anxious to get rid of it.
Very well said. And certainly, Don, you know, there's no question about it. There are a lot of cars out there that are a great value for the money in use form, but you have to take into consideration how difficult they are to repair. So that one is definitely one to stay away from. Well, thank you very much for the call, and you're going to get a prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage Show. Hang on for Matt, and he's going to get all of your important information, and we'll get that out to the folks over there at Busted Knuckle in the next couple of days. Thanks for calling in. Our telephone number, again, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Here's an interesting question for you, Mark. This one I hadn't seen before. It's a question about towing. A gentleman has written to me that he's got a Ford Flex, which is a 2012 model Ford Flex, and this is a crossover SUV, a kind of a little bit different, almost like a modern interpretation of a station wagon. And he would like to upgrade the vehicle so he could tow his boat. The vehicle that he purchased doesn't have a towing package. Is it possible to retrofit equipment onto the vehicle in order for it to be able to tow my boat, or is this something that just plain cannot be done? What do you think, Mark?
Well, great question, and I got to say, Bob, it's kind of one of my pet peeves when I see a trailer hitch, but I do see it quite a bit around Idaho here. I see trailer hitches on vehicles that do not have the power plant, transmission, and or the brake system to actually tow something. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking tow package, those are the three big things. So the Ford Flex is an awesome automobile. Like you said, Bob, it's kind of today's station wagon. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I've got to say is that we've got to make sure that the Ford Flex, and I don't have those numbers right, you know, I don't have those memorized right off the tip of my tongue, what it could possibly tow. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about towing, you have to make sure that, I mean, you can put a hitch pretty much on anything to tow, but you got to stop what you're towing for brakes. And that's the safety part, the biggest part of the whole thing. And that's it. I mean, you can put wiring on it and all that, and you start towing, and next thing you know, you start driving it down the freeway, and you got to hit the brakes. Or you're going down the hill, you got to hit the brakes, and it just can't stop it. So the tow package, you got to look, you know, say it to yourself, I've got to have cooling, got to have the right coolant. Is the radiator big enough to keep the engine cool so when I'm going up the hill, I don't burn my engine down? At the same time, are my brakes big enough to stop it going down that hill? Mm-hmm. So that's the main thing. And the Ford Flex, I mean, you can, like I said, I don't have that one memorized, but I for sure you could go to the dealership and ask them, hey, is this capable? What is there a towing number, 3,500, 4,500 pounds that it can tow? And then transmission-wise, and if it is rated at 3,500 and above for towing, then that's great. But the biggest thing, if it doesn't have a tow package, that means the transmission is not designed to, it doesn't have the right shift points. But you can get a new PROM chip for the computer in order to manage the shifts a little bit better for towing. So it's not, you know, it can't say that we can cancel the Ford Flex out from towing. Just have to get the right PROM chip for towing. And then the best way to do that is to get with HyperTech, is a company that sells chips. You can call them direct, go hypertech.com. You go over there, get their phone number, call them and say, here's the weight that I'm towing. And that's the best thing you can do to get the shift patterns correctly. So, but I don't recommend anybody putting a tow hitch on a, you can put a tow hitch on to put a mountain bike holder on the back or put your cruise bicycles on the back, you know, but to hook up, I actually watched a Subaru here, Bob, the other day that had a class 4 hitch, and that's the largest hitch you can get. And I saw that and I thought, what the heck are they doing? They're going to melt that engine to the ground by towing a big, huge double axle travel trailer. It's just, the motor's not designed to tow that way, let alone when you come around that corner with a good sized travel trailer on the back, and you come around a mountain corner, and it's, you know, time to hit the brakes. It slows up and like it's supposed to, but you're glazing the brake pads in the third corner that you go around. Next thing you know, your brakes aren't really as efficient as the first corner you just went around. So got to be careful there, big time. But Ford Flex, I mean, they've got the V8, the V6, large V6 in them, so. Yep. I'm sure there's plenty of power plant, but I don't know if it's I don't know what the numbers are. So
yeah, no, it'd be interesting. Yeah, they got two V6. They got a normally aspirated 3.5 liter V6 and the Eco Boosted one, which is 350 horsepower. But again, you need to have those braking upgrades and transmission upgrades. Let's see if we can help Jack out next here on the Auto World Listener Lines. Jack just called into us at 855-660-4261. Jack, thanks for being here. How are you today?
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can we help you out?
Well, I have an 06 Nissan Tike, and I bought it new. And, you know, I've had the catalytic converter changed on it 3 times so far. And it was under warranty, but here this spring, it started to puff smoke when I first started it up in the morning, and so I took it in, and of course the dealership said it was the valve seals. So they replaced that, which wasn't cheap at all, and it only lasted about a week, and then it started doing the same thing. And so I took it back, and they're like, well, the catalytic converter's bad, and they've been known to have bad catalytic converters. But I guess I'm just wondering, you know, why would they put 3 of those back on it, you know, when it was under warranty, if they were known to be bad? And, you know, is it not the know, I guess I'm wondering if it, you know, if it damaged the rings or the cylinders, and it, you know, if it did it after they replaced the valve seal.
Well, gosh, that, yeah, you've got, what happens with the valve seals, catalytic converters usually take quite a few miles to get plugged up. And that blockage of the exhaust pressure, the air coming out of the engine. And so if you do have a plugged up, let's say if we put a tennis ball or two up the exhaust pipe, then yes, the air will get through those tennis balls, but we're plugging up the pressure, which will cause the exhaust valve side of the engine, it'll cause huge, huge pressure and actually take out your exhaust valve seals.
Mm.
So valve seals on the intake side, if those would be out, then how you can tell is when you first start it up, after the engine's been stopped, as soon as you start it up, just look in the back and you'll see blue smoke just for a little bit, only on startup. That's the intake valve seals that'll be bad. But no, catalytic converters, that's very unique that you've had to go through three, or replace three of them, because they take many, many miles. They're designed to capture hydrocarbons, and they're a big sponge, pretty much, to capture those hydrocarbons, and it takes a lot of miles to finally, you know, condemn a catalytic converter. So that's very unique. And your question, I would definitely go a little farther than the dealership, maybe with the product they miss on, and find out if there's a, you know, the word recall. Because you should, if there is, it sounds like you've gone through that, they should be covering each and every one of them then.
Absolutely. Stay in touch, Jack. You can email me, bob@autoworldradio.com, and I'll forward any additional questions up to Mark. I'm Bob Long.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.